You're listening to SBS News.
Back on the court after 4 months in lockdown, sporting a new look to promote a long-standing message. The sport, which has existed in Australia since the 1920s, is known for its traditionally feminine uniform of dresses and skirts. Originating in England as an adaptation of basketball for female athletes, the sport spread throughout the Commonwealth nations, particularly through the school systems. Today, netball is played by more than 20 million people in more than 80 countries. Mixed gender teams also exist today, with males getting more involved. Darren Simpson from Netball New South Wales says the group is the first state-based peak body for the sport in Australia that has officially changed its uniform guidelines to be more gender and culturally inclusive.
A little bit of a long time coming in getting a waking away from the tradition of the dress. And, you know, we're lucky enough now to have just released at Netball New South Wales some new inclusive uniform guidelines that are really going to encourage people, encourage associations and clubs to take a new look at their uniforms and make them a lot more inclusive and welcoming and really allow people to wear what they want to wear out there on the netball court.
Netball New South Wales says the decision was made after a survey of players found 85% preferred to wear a shirt and shorts on the court. Mr. Simpson says there are a lot more uniform options for players now.
Look, they include everything that you can think of, from the traditional dress through to tights, compression garments, long sleeves, short sleeves, singlets, T-shirts, you know, the traditional headwear. We've got all things covered.
It is a move which is changing the game for many who have struggled with the restriction of wearing dresses, as Alia Kubra from the Newington Phoenix explains.
Before it was only dresses, but now we have shirts, we have two types of shirts, we have a few dresses, and one of the people on my team, they wear a hijab, so it's like easier.
Margaret Shepherd from the Parramatta Auburn Netball Association says local clubs in Sydney's West have provided more inclusive uniform guidelines for several years now.
We had a very good marketing person a couple of years ago, and she put together a whole booklet on where we could purchase our uniforms and to be diverse to anyone that wanted to come and play. They had their own choice of what they wanted to be in, either shorts and shirts or the uniform or long tights or long jumpers. As long as they matched the colours, that was about all that the stipulations were.
14-year-old Newington Phoenix player Saskia Luckin hopes more clubs will follow suit.
I think that every club should have, because every club has different cultures in it, and I think that everyone needs to be included, and it's definitely just to make everyone feel like they're part of something that is good for them, that they can look back on and be like, yeah, I was playing netball and I was wearing something that was comfortable and I was happy.
Netball has been part of the Commonwealth Games since 1998. However, the sport has never previously been part of the Olympic program. Netball Australia is pushing to have the sport included at the Brisbane 2032 Olympic Games. Mr. Simpson says he hopes the change in official uniform guidelines will encourage more men to join the game.
Look, I hope it means a lot more inclusiveness and a lot more opportunity for people to not see there being the uniform as a barrier. Some people would have previously seen the uniform as a barrier. We know that we want to build in men's and boys is a really big place for us to move into. You know, there's talk about netball potentially being an Olympic sport in 2032 in Brisbane. We're going to need to have a men's side of the competition to be there.
Massilia Eiley, SBS News.